I love everything about flowers. Number one, they're beautiful. They could be so ruffly, and each one is so unique, which I really appreciate. My name is Amanda Galvez, and I currently am a flower farmer at Rose Lane Farms, which is a garden rose farm in LA. And now I grow at my local community garden. So welcome to the garden. This is my plot. So in here I have a rose bush, I have some California poppies. That was the first time that I kind of put it together in my mind that farming and flowers exist on the same level. Before that, I had never really thought about it. I think most people don't really think about it. I think a lot of people are surprised with not only how long something takes to grow, but also just what it takes in general. That one I missed. There we go. My perspective on climate change is that I notice it. The most prominent thing that I notice is the heat and kind of those rising temperatures. I've been working at Rose Lane Farms for 4 years, and within that 4 years, summers just keep getting hotter. Oftentimes, you know, weather and nature is unpredictable, but when we have these really high temperatures, things die quicker, and we really don't know when that's going to happen until it does. I'll just use Mother's Day as an example. That's one of the, you know, busiest holidays for florists and for flower farmers, and there has been a Mother's Day where all of a sudden we have no roses in the fields because it's so hot, and then what do? One thing in general that we've noticed, I think both because of climate change as well as the pandemic, is a huge shortage in the flower industry, mostly pertaining to imported flowers as well as supplies. A lot of the flowers are imported from several countries around the world. Looking at that from an environmental standpoint, your carbon footprint levels are significantly higher. So a lot of external factors are put in place to preserve that flower and have it get to its destination, whereas opposed to supporting the local option, that carbon footprint is, you know, significantly less. So we're here at the Gather Florist stall at the flower market. It's great. So these are all grown locally from Covina, Burbank, aww, North Hollywood, Pasadena. I think the floral industry risks losing a variety of flowers from climate change. We have a good number of things. We have a mix of sweet peas, some herbs as well. But one thing that I think is kind of counteracting that is the popularity that native flowers are gaining. A lot of these types of plants are kind of overshadowed by maybe something more dramatic or glamorous. But oftentimes these native plants are really beautiful in their own way. And especially here in California, they're often drought tolerant plants anyway. There's so many little things that we can do in regards to nature and flowers that can really impact our livelihood, essentially, because at the end of the day, we're so interconnected with nature. And I think within this field, that's the one thing that we're all kind of striving for, is to spread that awareness and kind of work together to recenter and reconnect with things that are a part of us.